Claire and Steve, number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones Homes, the Hunter's Centre of Style.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up Newcastle's best. Live and free, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
Good morning, how are we?
Omicron, new variant.
I don't want to know about it.
Too late.
Putting my head in the sand.
That's what I did over the weekend.
Oh.
As soon as they mentioned a new strain of the virus, I went, whoop, look at that. There's a bike rack if anyone needs it.
Oh, no, I didn't sleep Saturday night.
Oh, really?
Well, I kind of just went, it's going to happen.
Yes.
It will be on our doorstep before we know it.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, bang, certainly was.
There it is.
So I had literally zero sleep Saturday night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, just stress.
Yeah.
Just stress. It's terrible, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stress of everything.
Do.
Not seeing your sun. Stress of where it takes us. Yeah. We should be more like Risey.
Go surfing.
Yeah, my head is completely in the sand. First I heard of it, to be honest, was Tanya's text message last night.
Really?
I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to. I tried to avoid the news.
Yeah.
I actually had a big weekend socially, first time in a long time, and I was like, what's this? What's Tanya talking about? Oh, okay. Right. Doesn't look good. Yeah. Sound good.
It's all right. There's only three cases. We're all right. Eight cases. What is it? I don't know. Whoever.
Don't know.
Apart from that, was a fine weekend.
It was.
And we get to play BJ Bingo today. I got him back, my son.
Oh.
So, is he going to go to school or not?
Well, we'll find out.
Exactly.
That's part of the fun ride.
Part of the fun.
You never know.
I've lined up his ride. I've cooked. I've made his lunch. His bag is ready. There's a mask on top. Please think. Tell me if I've forgotten anything. Mask on top.
Did you put the water bottle lid on properly?
Water bottle tight. Thank you, Tanya.
It's
I was abused for that.
Socks in the shoes, ready to go?
Ready to go.
Okay,
see, excellent. The guys already know what I get text. And this is a true story. I'm embarrassed, but I can't be bothered going through it. Even charged his laptop for him.
Oh wow.
No
there
excuse.
Is no excuses left.
Saying goodnight to him last night. Night, mate. Night, Dad. Please go to school tomorrow. Yeah. No, this is what he said. Have you got a Panadol? I said, don't.
Don't. Stop.
And I mean it. He started laughing.
Oh, my God.
Because he must have seen. I said, don't, mate. Not pet. No. No, you've been fine all weekend, man. And then I just closed the door gently, went to bed and went, BJ Bingo. I've covered everything.
I know. Look.
The only thing is I could leave the show and carry him into school and put him down in his classroom.
Oh, my God.
Just till three, man.
Where's The Rock when we need him?
I know.
I reckon The Rock would do that for you.
I reckon he would.
Pick him up, carry him, sit there, encourage him.
For The Rock, BJ, he'd go.
I know.
Wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is cool, Rock, yeah. Expensive thing to get in for 2 weeks of school.
Yeah, well.
Wonder how much you charge The Rock to go to school with, considering
I can find
it's
out.
About $2 million in Instagram posts.
Find out for me, will you, Tanya?
Right.
In fact, actually, Toad, I don't care if he goes to school. 10 days or whatever it is.
I know.
Surely he won't learn any more in the next 10 days.
Mm. Now, well, it's not. It's not that time of the year. It's the time of the year for socialising at school.
Oh.
I think BJ might have misled you. I think it's 15 as well, Steve.
Yeah.
It's 15 days.
10 for you, 15 for
10
him.
10 for you. They have to go an extra week.
Little bastard.
All right, we're away for a Monday. It's the 29th of November. It's Triple M. We're Tanya and Steve. Morning, everyone.
Lights, cameras.
Tanya and Steve's Monday Movie Magic.
That's right, you get to ring, guess the movie that neither Tanya or I have seen, and win the prize.
Well, give us a clue. Are we in the ballpark of knowing what this will be today?
I asked Steve a question about this movie that I thought he would know, so I don't think Steve knows, and
okay.
I reckon you've both probably seen it.
All right.
In your time. It's a comedy.
If you ring, you can get yourself tickets to the Hoodoo Gurus 40th anniversary rescheduled show. That's Wednesday, April 13 at the Horton Pavilion. Go the Gurus.
Yeah, with special guest Dandy Warhols.
Yeah.
So what a great
gig. 133353. Give us a call if you want to solve the movie. EP Nikki knew the movie but couldn't name it.
Okay.
I'm beginning to rethink when we put him in charge of this shit.
Same.
Because it was like,
I'm a bit worried.
He's hardly a movie guru, our Risey.
Well,
he's never watched anything outside of the 90s.
Actually, yeah, that is true. Because my auntie and uncle own the video store.
That's right.
Remember?
You
I reckon
did see
I've
a
seen
lot.
A million movies.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But not many recent ones. All of them are a little bit old.
Yeah. Okay.
Certainly none you retain.
No.
Okay.
So all you've right. got the big movie gurus of the world, and you've got the kid that got the freebies at their auntie and
exactly.
uncle's video store.
And I wasn't allowed to get the brand new releases because they would always sell out that night. I would have to get like the weeklies or the 3-dayers.
That's so
hello, Jay. How are you?
Good. Yourself, guys?
Yeah, great.
Good luck with this, Jay. Listen carefully. We're as probably blind as it to you. Let's have a listen.
Wait, you changed your name to McLovin? What kind of a stupid name is that, Fogel? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer?
Oh, they let you pick any name you want when you get down there.
And you landed on McLovin?
Yeah, I was between that and Muhammad.
What do you reckon, Jay?
Actually, not a movie. I can't think of the name.
Okay, so there's a few clues in there. McLovin,
it's a,
Vogel.
It's a frat party. Yeah. Boys going out.
Yeah, I got it.
Some big stars in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
There is.
Seth Rogen, Emma Stone.
Yeah, it was one of their first big.
It's not Porky's, is it?
Yes.
Similar.
So it's not? Yeah. Oh, that's me out too, Jay.
Sorry, Jay.
I love
thanks,
Porky's.
Jay.
Right up to Porky's 19.
Hello. Janine.
Janine.
Yeah, can I hear it again, please?
Wait, you changed your name to McLovin? What kind of a stupid name is that, Fogel? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer?
Oh, they let you pick any name you want when you get down there.
And you landed on McLovin?
Yeah, I was between that and Muhammad.
He's talking about his fake ID as well.
Janine?
Yeah?
What is it?
No, I'm out. I can't think of it.
Thank you, Janine. Have a great day.
Put it this way, everyone who's seen this movie was the kid that worked in the store that was not allowed to take the new releases.
Jason's at Whitebridge. G'day.
G'day.
What do you reckon, Jace?
Superbad.
There we go.
Congratulations. You are going to see The Hooded Gurus. It's their 40th anniversary, rescheduled 2022, Wednesday, April 13, at the Horden Pavilion.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome. Have a good day, Jace.
Thanks.
Well done, Jason. Seth Rogen and Bill Hader, they play cops in that movie, and they're hilarious. Yeah. Good movie.
And it was the first one that kicked off, I always forget his name, but he's in everything now. He's so good, the little chubby fella.
Jonah.
Jonah Hill.
He's not chubby.
Not anymore.
No.
And he's surfer these days.
Yeah, and he doesn't like people talking about his weight at all.
I'm sorry, Fanto.
Yeah. Skinny as.
I know. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. There's a pass there, dude. And you had it.
Newcastle Triple M. This is Tanya and Steve. Very excited about 10K Christmas. The ultimate $10,000 worth of Christmas presents is up for grabs with the guys. Next week, we're going to be giving this away. So far, we've added AirPods, Apple Watches, surfboards, hot air ballooning, even car services. Today, the Anchorage have contributed two nights accommodation for four people.
Lovely.
So
a lovely little stay in the Anchorage. We've all been there.
That's the best.
It was a work thing, everybody. I wasn't having an affair with Tanya and Risey that weekend. It was a work thing.
It was.
It's amazing there. The Anchorage Port Stevens, it's where luxury meets the sea. And that's added to the list of Christmas presents.
Lovely, lovely Anchorage.
Now, I want to pose a question. I don't know how brave you or others will be, but I saw this on TikTok and I had a bit of a giggle because they were doing these basically just little vox pops in the street, but asking people to confess something that they've never told anyone before.
Oh.
So have a listen to this, and whilst you're listening, have a think about something you've never told another living soul.
Okay.
Today I would like to confess that actually, apart from my mom and my dad, no one else from my family knew that I was in prison for a couple of years.
Today I would like to confess that in high school I kissed my English teacher and no one knows.
I would like to confess that one time I was driving my car off the drive, I ended up scratching all the way down the side of my brother's brand new Seat Ibiza. And I didn't even tell him. I let him go to a shop, park it in a car park, and then convince himself that it just happened there and it was his fault. Still to this day, he doesn't know.
I know.
Oh.
So is there anything, and by the way, we will put you in our 10K Christmas draw if you're willing to ring up and confess something.
1-333-53. Give us a call. You can remain anonymous on air.
Yeah.
We can put your details in the 10K Christmas.
Well, we bloody can't.
No.
You both can't.
How's that? Yeah, no, we won't say your name. Okay, if you don't say my name, I'm happy to tell you something.
All right, anonymous, are you going to tell me something that
you
you've never
first.
Well, Okay, so I did once fancy, that girl reminded me, I did once fancy a teacher, like ridiculously so.
Yeah.
And I stalked him in the days that before social media. Yeah.
Wow. You stalked him, like hung out his house?
No.
Like outside watching him watch TV?
I went to the beach to see what he...
Oh my Lord.
In swimmers.
Catch the bus?
Yeah, yeah, I did actually.
You That's a lot of effort, catching the bus to the beach where
yeah,
you
Yeah,
know
okay. I was a bit of a creep.
Of course you're not going to say his name. Can I ask the subject that he taught?
He taught science.
Oh, yeah, well, who doesn't like a science teacher?
Oh, yeah.
Was he in Speedos and pulled up socks?
He was a very young science teacher.
Okie dokie.
So I'm glad I kept my distance.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, but yeah. I have the hots for the teacher. Such an old story.
Yeah, I too miss Valance from school, my French teacher, but I didn't stalk her at the beach, mate. Hello, Chris, what's your confession?
It's not a real good one, but on the last day of high school, I did a bomb scare at my school.
Oh.
Christopher?
Oh, don't say what school, mate, because they're still looking for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. No, they found
me,
don't worry.
Oh, they did?
They did. Did you get into a lot of trouble?
Yeah, because I had to go back the next year, so...
Well, you're an idiot. You weren't even in year 12.
No.
So did you just ring up and say there's a bomb in the school? They evacuated. Did the whole thing happen?
Yeah, but, to be honest, one of my mates did all the phone call and all that, and then he got scared, so he threw me on. But...
Oh, wow. Anyway, Christopher. You naughty boy.
Wow.
That's big.
I don't know. This segment could go south. Hello. I killed somebody. Oh, that's okay, Anonymous. Wacky story.
Well, Chris, you're definitely in the draw for our 10K Christmas.
I don't know.
I don't think we've thought this through.
We haven't. Thanks, though, Chris.
Hello, I once stabbed a person.
Hello, Anonymous.
Appreciate your honesty, Christopher.
Wow.
And he's learned his lesson, everybody.
That's right, kids.
Is that true, Chris? Have you learnt your lesson?
100%, mate.
There you go.
Boy.
Well, he's definitely in the draw, then. Yeah. There you go. Oh, we've got an Anonymous here.
Uh-oh.
Hello, Anonymous.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Confess away.
Okay, so when I was about 8 years of age, I was climbing a paling fence. I slipped and I fell and I was in my father's watch. Still to this day, my mother believes that I went to hospital to have the splinter removed. Little did she know it was half the fence.
Oh. So you were the creation of the fence problem?
Yes.
Okay, so she doesn't even know to this day.
No. So it ended up going through, it just missed the muscle, and it basically just ripped open, and I just had to get a couple of stitches.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. So you don't climb fences anymore, I bet.
Yeah, I'm a little bit too old, but yeah, just not.
Good
this
girl.
This is starting to turn into Tanya's girl. Call now so Tanya can go crooked you.
Well, everybody's learning lessons, they which are. I like.
Yeah, true. Yeah. True. Well, yeah. Stop stalking teachers.
I have.
All right,
you
good.
Please
you don't
know.
Do that anymore?
Nah.
I was just wondering, Luke's teachers at the time wondering, going, I've heard about a mum. Yeah, apparently the mum goes down and falls. Look, see what you look like at the beach. Weirdo.
So Anonymous is in the draw, which is going to be really interesting if Anonymous wins. How the hell are we going to contact her?
Yeah, true.
Exactly.
True.
Think about that.
So no murders. So,
yeah. No. What about you?
I haven't told anyone this for nearly 20 years or 20 plus years.
Right.
I have no idea what I'm doing, Tanya, and yet we rate. I'm always, I know, proudly walked around the building looking like I do know what I'm doing, but I'm a fisherman. No. I'm a fisherman from Redcliffe, and suddenly I'm on a number one rating breakfast show, and I got no idea what I'm doing.
Well.
There we go. It's out.
Yeah. I don't pay that one. I reckon there's stuff there that people don't know about.
There's thousands of things people don't know about, Tanya.
None we can air at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Please listen. Stop
this
it.
This is exciting. Open that door, Steve.
Oh, okay, I'll go get him.
Frosty! Hello!
No one's with ya!
It's been 12 months. And you haven't got your speech impediment fixed yet either.
Fix that?
No.
Well, yes, I have.
What speech impediment?
I've been in quarantine.
Have you?
Yes, lovely hotel heaven.
Oh. Well, thank God you got out in time to join us for the last 2 weeks of the show.
And I'm double back.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, yeah, I've done it all.
What'd you get, the Astra, the Pfizer, the Moderna?
Yeah.
One of them? Okay. Excellent.
He doesn't care, right?
Don't care.
As long as he's here. Well, look, you've got a big job for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's right. You'll give my prize. Got to ring through it, all that sort of stuff. But yeah. I'm going to do it differently this time.
What's that?
You have to pull this.
Okie dokie then. Okay. I don't know whether HR will allow me to do that.
I've already put a parcel.
Maybe a right. HR issue there, Frosty.
So I have to pull Frosty's cracker order for you to get a prize.
Oh, should I raise it? I didn't realise you couldn't see what I was talking about.
Well, give us a ring. No, it's best if you tell people.
Yeah,
it's a cracker. It's a Christmas cracker.
It's like a bonbon.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
In you, it's an amazing present.
So every day for the next 2 weeks when Frosty joins us, you get to ring up and I'll pull the cracker on your behalf. And today it's Cassandra.
Hey, Cassandra!
Hey, guys!
Now, Cassandra, I'm going to dirty my hands for you.
Awesome. I can't wait, Tanya.
It's for you. It's clean.
Okay. You ready, Frosty?
Go!
Let's do it!
Oh, crikey, she's done that before.
Cassandra, you have got a Christmas ham from the butchery on Bronca, plus $300 to spend at Meat.
Woohoo!
The restaurant.
This is when you tell us you're a vegan.
How cool is that?
I'm excited. Thanks so much, Frosty.
You're welcome, Cassandra.
That's a tough name.
That's the first
say.
One. It's got seven S's.
That is very difficult. You've done well, Frosty.
Oh, thanks, Frosty.
I just realised, you know, in the current PC world, are you allowed to have a character with a feature benefit?
Well, what do you mean a character?
Oh, gotta go.
Okay, see you. Are you going to get Janice
every? See you
tomorrow,
Frosty.
See you, Frosty. See you, Frosty. Oh, and Steve's back.
Oh,
hey,
you
Steve.
Missed him. You always miss him.
You always go to the toilet when he's around.
Honestly, yeah. I just regret my dad didn't live long enough to...
What?
Very proud.
To what?
Did you hear the brilliance of that wonderful man, Frosty?
Absolutely.
Good morning, children. I don't know why I feel the need to... What a great guy is Frosty. How good's that, Brian?
It's
amazing. Present.
Present. Present.
Great Christmas present.
Yeah, these are Christmas presents
for
Frosty.
Bunch of meat and $300 to spend there.
Every day. Jeez. You never know what can come out of Frosty's cracker.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's true. You never know. Yeah, Steve, you mentioned something about crackers and you don't want to pulling something, you don't want to know.
Well, I don't know what she's talking about, mate.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve and book your spot at the Hunters Centre of Style event this weekend. Discover more at mcdonaldjoneshomes.com.au.
Triple M's Tanya and Steve.
Hey, how'd your surprise party go, mate?
It was amazing. So I was telling the guys I couldn't talk about it on the radio because, believe it or not, people stream us from Sydney.
Yep.
And Michael's only
all
relative...
All over the world, I'll have you know.
There you go. Michael's only living relative in Australia is a first cousin in Sydney.
Yes.
And so we were charged with the coming down to Sydney yesterday, or going down to Sydney yesterday, getting him out of the house for an hour and a half so his girlfriend could surround the place with balloons and friends. And
it is literally... stressful and clockwork, isn't it?
Oh, my God,
Steve. A surprise
Steve.
Party. Stress and clockwork.
Do you know, we were charged with taking him to Australia's first and only cat installation cafe. Did you know there was such a thing?
A what?
Yeah, it's a cat installation cafe.
What is that?
Now, okay, that's when I know something's up.
What are you planning?
I know.
We want to take you to a cat cafe. What's going on?
Well, I had to lie and say, one of my listeners told me about a cat cafe.
Okay.
And he went, what kind of listeners have you got? So sorry to all you wonderful listeners. But this cat cafe, you go and you have lunch and cats crawl all over you.
Does he like cats, his cousin?
Well, no, and that was the problem.
Again.
Bit of a heads up.
Take him? All the places in Sydney you can take him.
Okay, so before we get to the surprise, tell me about the cafe.
Oh, the food was pretty ordinary.
I'm talking about the cats.
Oh, the cats were gorgeous. They were really well fed. That was my worry.
What part of when I asked you about the cat cafe did you think I cared about your toasty?
I know.
What was that cat cafe like? Yeah, the food wasn't scratched.
I wouldn't imagine the food.
Yeah, I had
anyway.
Four gingers on my lap, but cats are all over you?
How's this? So people must be that desperate to have a pet but maybe live in apartments and can't.
Yes.
This thing is booked out for months.
What?
Wow.
So I didn't know you had to pay extra, $10 per person extra, to pat the cat.
I didn't know there's that many single people in Sydney there.
No. So we...
Pat the cat.
We
were, okay. All right.
Seriously. So you have lunch but you pay an extra $10 if you want to touch the cats.
God.
So...
It's just a shame you're using the word cat.
I
isn't
know.
It? Shut up, Risey. Don't rise. Don't rise. You don't have to explain it, Rise.
We know.
You don't
Rise.
Have to explain it, Rise. I'm. Yeah. It's all right.
But anyway, so I didn't know that. And
it was raining
out.
Too. Was there many wet cats?
Stop it, Stephen. Anyway,
back to the surprise party.
Back to the surprise party. So I can't remember a word that he said because the whole time I'm stressing, looking at my watch, going, "Okay, we have to leave here at 1:43 to make sure we walk back in time for." Anyway, it went well. He was totally surprised.
He was.
A good time was had by all. She was as drunk as a skunk.
By the time we got there, because of the nerves.
The nerves. So she literally fell out the door. but that'll do it to you, won't it?
Stress. Can we do that this week?
What?
I went on, and I'm serious. Parties you never saw because you got too excited and passed out early. I bet you will get loads of calls.
100%.
My brother missed his 21st. He turned up full and passed out. Anyway, but that's another story. Okay, just on surprise parties, though, the person who's surprised always then mistrusts all his friends.
You,
look at all of you.
Spot on.
Look at all of you. You've all lied to me.
He didn't have a problem so much with his friends, but her, he kept looking at her and going, Wayne, calm down. Yes. Like, she did this for you. He goes, I can never trust her again.
It's true.
I will never trust that woman again.
There you go. That's what happens.
You know, trying to do a nice thing.
You've just literally proven to your partner that I can do anything behind your back, dude.
Exactly.
Anything and you won't have a clue.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the cats.
How wet were they?
Oh, look. Ryan.
Hey, I didn't
Don't
say
have
it.
To.
So, I didn't
I just
say it.
Suddenly
I
throw
I
it out
to
there.
Say it,
and can I also say they were very fat and happy. And that was my biggest fear.
Fat cats.
That they would be a little scrawny and skittish because of too many people wanting to touch them.
A scrawny cat.
Exactly.
What were they, hairy cats or?
They were white. There was one of the hairless.
Don't let him lead you in.
Okay. Anyway, so if that's your thing, I can give you the name.
Okay.
But don't eat there.
But just it's booked out. It's booked out forever.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. Very ordinary food.
I like the dog one over a character. That'll do me just fine.
Cafe Inu.
Yeah.
It's my fave.
Don't do any false puns there. We're very lucky, you know, Tanya and I, because often we'll ask each other questions and we haven't got an answer for it, but we go, you know who we should ask?
Ask Adam.
Ask Adam,
we say.
This
is our Ask Adam segment, because last week when it was horribly humid, remember Thursday? Oh. It felt like, and I remember you saying, we can't go to Bali, but Bali came to us today.
Absolutely. And we text each other that afternoon going, we're exhausted.
Yeah, and there were people here in the building with headaches, the lethargy. It just was horrendous. So we wondered, what is the effect of humidity on the human body at varying degrees? Our Ask Adam segment with Adam Spencer, who is the author of Maths 101. You can buy it as of Wednesday. We'll get to it in a minute. But firstly, Adam, morning.
Yeah, now that lethargy thing might have been that you guys get up at 3 a.m. for the entire year and it's late November, but
Adam, because you've done breakfast radio, I'm so glad you say that because not many people get that.
But humidity is absolutely a killer in that regard. Look, in warm temperatures, the way your body likes to cool itself is you have a bit of a sweat, the air hits the sweat, you cool down. But when the humidity is there and the air itself is wet, that natural cooling mechanism just doesn't work anywhere near as well as it can. It can make your heart go faster because you've got to pump blood to try and cool the system.
Yep.
It can dehydrate you. It can affect asthma. In the worst case, heat stress. It impacts your sleep. And so many doctors these days are saying so many of the problems we have, illness, social problems, et cetera, come back to a lack of sleep.
Mm.
When it comes to humidity and freaking out, Australia has one city that can match it with anywhere in the world. Have any of you guys experienced going tropo in Darwin?
No.
The idea in Darwin is when you get that sort of October, November, constant humidity, 32 degrees, it just doesn't even look like it's going to rain, or it's raining off the coast. You can see it out there raining on the ocean, but it won't rain on you. There's been anecdotal evidence for years that people start to go a little bit loopy. It's actually true. They've researched in increased levels of poor sleep, irritability, heat stress, in extreme cases, nausea, headache, loss of appetite, almost like a serious alcoholic hangover with none of the fun of waking up with your underpants on your head covered in glitter with an eyebrow shaved off by your mates. I mean, what is the point?
Is that why, Adam, we don't get bothered by it as much when we're in the Indonesian countries and things like that because we're not really trying to function. We're just lying by beaches and pools.
And but the problem is, if it's hot and sticky, say, think, oh, I'll just have a few cold beers to cool me down a little bit, then the alcohol kicks in with the dehydration. You get into a horrible cycle. And what's really interesting is some of the researchers say it's similar in some ways, even though it's the complete opposite. People who live through the northern winters, when you've got months and months of no natural light and it's raining all the time, you get the converse flip of irritability, stress, poor sleep and the like, and that leads to outbreaks occasionally in Sydney suburbs like Bondi of a condition known as backpackeritis, which is English and Irish guys getting there going, well, why would we ever bloody go home? This is perfect.
Yeah.
Adam, my husband's Irish, and he remembers a time when he was first starting to work. He came from Dublin. And that what you're talking about, the SAD, they'd call it the SAD, seasonal affected disorder, and the government would give them a couple of, well, it was pounds at the time, a couple of £100 to go to Tenerife or Ibiza. To cool off, because that SAD actually was a bit of an epidemic within, business.
And it's fascinating how different ethnicities and biologies. So my beautiful fiancée was born in Thailand. It gets to 28, 32 degrees, and she starts to think about maybe going into the ocean. She, Leah, honestly, when on those rare days you get in Sydney where it hits like 38, 40, 42, she's just licking her lips going, I might actually go out of the house. I might take a jumper off. She loves the warmer temperatures, even though she's lived in Australia almost all her life.
Well, it's funny you say that too, as well as growing up in Queensland. I've still got mates in Queensland, and they'll come down here and they'll keep their jumpers on when we go to the beach.
Unbelievable.
You know, that climatised as well, Adam.
Yeah,
no, completely. And because we the weather's so natural, you live in it all the time, you don't even think about the impact that a little bit of extra. So I'm looking at the weather today on the central coast where I live, halfway between Sydney and Newcastle, 78% humidity today. Thankfully, it's only 19 degrees. It's not a stinker. It's when that temperature gets up and the humidity kicks in that you really start to feel those symptoms.
Yeah, okay.
And just bottles of drink water, good for you?
Now, try and stay hydrated. Yep. Even just a bit of fan and a cool air on you is the way to go. Look, the other sort of situation people find themselves in where they feel stress, anxiety, poor sleep, and the like, of course, is teaching primary school mathematics to your kids. And you'd never guess what, guys. There happens to be a book coming on the market. This is seamless, isn't it? This Wednesday, Maths 101 is my book. It's the guide for parents to teach your kids primary school mathematics. You'd remember this, Steve, when your boy went through primary school.
Yeah.
And they suddenly come home and go, hey, Dad, why isn't one a prime number? And you're there going, that's a great question, son. Thank you very much for asking. Let's deal with it after dinner. This book gets you through all the curly questions your primary school maths kid will ask. Risey, this is going to be right up your alley in a couple of years, my friend.
Oh, thank you, Adam. So, I'm actually trying to do it. I've got a year two student.
Well, that's two
perfect
books you flogged off in the space of 30 seconds.
Brilliant.
Well done, Adam.
Brilliant.
It is because you all remember that thing from when you're doing the primary school mathematics. If you do remember the answer, you sort of remember how to do it. But if your kid pushes back with, but why, you might have actually lost some of the foundations. Or that thing of it seems like they've changed everything in primary school maths these days. They haven't really. Like, they haven't gone and reinvented long division. They've just rearranged where they put a couple
of
rules.
They have, actually.
Yes.
You're spot on, and I haven't got a clue how to do it. So, well played. It's called Maths 101. It is out on Wednesday, and it's Adam's book. Buy it.
Too easy.
Yeah. I usually just crawl into the corner of the fetal position and start crying at him, and he stops asking.
Yeah, well, you said my best friends, and this is where this book actually came from, genuinely. A couple of years ago, I got a text message. Hey, Spence, Ollie here. Teddy, seven, just asked me, Dad, why isn't one a prime number, ... And I swear to you, the text message continued, I've locked myself in the bathroom.
See?
I can't stall him much longer.
That's it.
Please help.
Can't stall him much longer. Yep. I love it.
No child will ask you a question if you're howling with tears.
good on you, Adam. Good luck with the book, and thanks for chatting as always.
Hey, congratulations on another great year, guys, and enjoy the break. See you next year.
Thank you, Adam. There's Adam Spencer.
There you go. Aren't we lucky? We've got an Ask Adam.
Yay!
Ask Adam. We love speaking to Adam Spencer, don't we?
If you've got any curly questions, you can ask Adam too. Just get in touch with us.
Or we'll give you his phone number. It
sounds like these times. It's Newcastle Triple M. It's 8:59 with Tanya and Steve. Thanks to McDonald Jones Homes.
Yeah, this weekend you can go and be inspired at the Hunter's newest Centre of Style.
Ooh, look at that. Exclusively one-day-only event. Numbers are limited, though.
Yeah, so basically what it is, it's the ultimate in home inspiration. You can see the latest trends and products, talk to the design experts, and it's two levels of style at one of the largest interior design studios in Australia.
If you haven't been there, well, Tanya and I beat you.
We have.
Because we've been there. It's great. Go and check it out. You can book your spot, though. Go to mcdonalddesignshomes.com.au today to just get lined up, because, as we said, not many spots left.
Check it out. The Hunter's newest centre of style at McDonald Jones Home.
Tanya and Steve's stuff we didn't get to.
What are you noticing, mate?
Well, I saw this and I thought, this is awesome. Mm. It's just gorgeous. There's a fellow who owns an ice cream truck in the US and there's a photo of him online. He's holding up a little blue rock and he said a little girl came in today and said, how many ice creams can I get for this?
Oh.
And she handed over the blue rock and he went, well, I think there's about one you can get for that. Yeah. So he took the blue rock and he gave the little girl an ice cream.
It's like the Cadbury's ad.
It is like the Cadbury's ad.
Gives him the buttons.
It's exactly like the Cadbury's ad.
Lucky I wasn't running that corner store. Well, my bloody wayside chapel, young lady, you have to get.
Take your blue rock and go home.
This is the thing. This is a beautiful story, and the vast majority of the world's citizens are commenting going, oh, my God, you've restored my faith.
Yep.
Isn't this a lovely story?
Yep.
She'll blah, blah, blah. Of course, there's always one or a thousand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what now?
They're jumping on going, you've taken advantage of her. She obviously treasured that blue rock. How dare you? And I thought, okay, be only one. No. There's plenty of miserable bees out there who wanted to pile on and go, what kind of guy are you taking a little girl's blue rock?
Not just...
Yeah, what the hell?
It was lovely.
Honestly, Tanya, it's not just bees. Bastards, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's unbelievable.
Oh,
it's getting worse. And that's why I always say, I know we all think social media's been an advancement. Has it?
No.
Because we just let the trolls out.
That's exactly why when ScoMo does his whatever they're going to do as far as trolling and making social media accounts be accountable for the people that pile on, good on him.
Yeah.
Not too many in the world are, and I hope this gets through.
And I know Trevor Long, our tech expert, is going to talk to you guys about that tomorrow at 7:10.
That's a good plug, right?
It's a good plug.
They will
Nikki
not
just
turn
told
the radio
me,
off until 7:10. Well done.
Exactly.
But, look, you're right. With that new thing ScoMo was talking about and everything, there's got to be some sort of reprimand. You can't do it in public.
No.
You can't do it,
No, you can't just start abusing people. Like... if you saw them in the street.
We should make it illegal to be miserable.
Oh, it's like, how exhausting is it to be so nasty? Can't you just move on rather than be cranky and type?
That's a good point.
It's
exhausting. Isn't it hard work just constantly looking at a negative of everything all the time?
Yeah. It's much, much easier to be happy and positive.
Yeah, most people's brains don't even go towards, why did you take the little girl? Like, everyone just thinks, it's just
what
sweet.
What a gorgeous story.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Well, you never know what that rock was worth, quite frankly.
Imagine if it was worth $1 million.
Imagine if it was
cool.
A sapphire in disguise. Oh, Gone fooled ya.
Oh, he's a bastard, too. Ripping off a poor little girl. You've turned me, T.
Oh,
okay, where is it? I'm going to comment.
That's it from us today.
See ya.